Kind began his listening session by stressing how the reforms are helping seniors. He touched on aspects like the $250 rebate on prescription drugs last year and the 50% discount on brand name drugs beginning this year. But much of the question and answer period was spent on what Kind calls the health care reform myths pushed by insurance lobbyists.
There isn't going to be any federal bureaucrat sitting in Washington saying, this is okay and this isn't okay. It's about empowering doctors and patients with the best evidence in the delivery of health care based on what works. But the other side keeps saying, well, no, that's all going to lead to rationing and these panels making all these decisions for everyone else.
Mary Mickle of Eau Claire says that misinformation is fueling the Republican Party's call for repeal of health care reform.
They did such a good job selling 30% of the population on that nonsense that they now have to stand up and fight to get rid of this, whether they know better or not.
But Jay Torgerson, also of Eau Claire, says the lengthy reform bill was blindly pushed through Congress and should be revisited.
I really object to the fact that most of these congressmen voted for a bill that was way over 1,000 pages, 300 of which they had not even read.
Last week, the Republican-dominated House of Representatives voted to repeal the health care law, but the measure is not expected to get past the Senate. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.